Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we will be reading in the book of Matthew, which is a part of the Synoptic Gospels. The Synoptic Gospels refers to the books of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, which means that these Gospels contain many of the same stories, and that those stories are sometimes even presented in the same sequence within each of the three different books. The book of Matthew itself was written towards a more Jewish audience to convince them that Jesus was the Messiah promised to them in the Old Testament. It is believed that this book was written 80 to 90 AD. Now, AD stands for Anno Domini, which is Latin for in the year of the Lord, indicating a year after the estimated birth of Jesus Christ. So anything that happened after the birth of Christ, especially within a Christian viewpoint, gets an AD after the date. Nowadays, some more non-religious scholars do use the abbreviation CE, that stands for the phrase Common Era. But both CE and AD refer to the same years in the Gregorian calendar, which is the most widely used calendar today. So let us open our Bibles to the book of Matthew in the 16th chapter. Today's reading we will start with verse 16, and we'll be finishing with both the chapter and today's reading on verse 28. I'll be using the New Living Translation, but you're welcome to follow along in the version of the Bible that you're most comfortable with. Now, starting in verse 13. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" "Well," they replied, "some say John the Baptist, some say Elijah, and others say Jeremiah or one of the other prophets." Then he asked them, "But who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Jesus replied, "You are blessed, Simon son of John, because my Father in heaven has revealed this to you. You did not learn this from any human being. Now I say to you that you are Peter, which means rock. And upon this rock I will build my church, and all the powers of hell will not conquer it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you forbid on earth will be forbidden in heaven, and whatever you permit on earth will be permitted in heaven." Then he sternly warned the disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. From then on, Jesus began to tell his disciples plainly that it was necessary for him to go to Jerusalem, and that he would suffer many terrible things at the hands of the elders, the leading priests, and the teachers of religious law. He would be killed, but on the third day he would be raised from the dead. But Peter took him aside and began to reprimand him for saying such things. "Heaven forbid, Lord," he said. "This will never happen to you." Jesus turned to Peter and said, "Get away from me, Satan. You are a dangerous trap to me. You are seeing things merely from a human point of view, not from God's." Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If any of you wants to be my follower, you must give up your own way, take up your cross, and follow me. If you try to hang on to your life, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake, you will save it. And what do you benefit if you gain the whole world but lose your own soul? Is anything worth more than your soul? For the Son of Man will come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and will judge all people according to their deeds. And I tell you the truth, some standing here right now will not die before they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." Once again, that was verses 13 through 28 in the 16th chapter of the Gospel according to Matthew, which was read from the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the verses in Matthew we just read a little more in depth. In this chapter, Jesus takes his disciples to a retreat into the region of Caesarea Philippi. Christ asked them and us the pointed question, "Who do you say I am?" This question defines all of life, and the answer is revealed by God and accepted or rejected by each person. It is answered not with words alone, but with every aspect of our lives. If he is the Son of God, then our lives must reflect what we truly believe. The Messiah calls his people to obediently follow him into suffering. This is his way. Many people know who Jesus is but refuse to follow him into the pain. Peter struggled with this as well, and was temporarily dubbed, quote, Satan, end quote, for his lack of faith and tempting Christ to refuse the cross. Christ made it clear. He was headed for the cross and resurrection. Christ also made it clear that those who follow him must deny themselves and take up their cross, literally embrace death. This is the only way to eternal life. In love for our Lord, our selfishness must die, and we find true life in him. There is no other way, there is no shortcut. Christ often leads where we don't want to go. His paths lead us to exponential growth, but they often hurt us. This is a hurt that heals, breaking away the chains of death that cling to us. The way of Christ will include suffering for others. It will include obeying Jesus when it doesn't make sense or when the feelings aren't there, and it will include being different than the world around us that says, quote, do what makes you happy, end quote. And now here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of your day. Who do you say Jesus is? How is that question answered with your life, attitude, actions, obedience, calendar, purpose, relationships, etc.? What does it mean for you to follow Jesus, deny yourself, and take up your cross as we end this devotional? We would like you to know that we're so grateful that you joined us. We hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there, as much as it was a blessing for us to share it with all of you. If you would like to follow along with us for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections within our devotional series of the Sacred Biblical Writings, then hit the follow icon on our profile to get updates for new episodes that are posted every Monday through Friday. As you go on with your day, be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.